Once a land that knew no fear, a people proud and free. The dark infringed upon their lands, a bright light in dark seas. The warrior ruled his people, he kept them safe from dread. And by strength and honor now, the crown upon his head. But now such changes time has passed, besets our proud green land. And now the power passed on to us lies in the traitor's hands. Instead of pride, they teach our men the ways of cowardice. And if the spark of pride escapes, they cast it to the pits. The pride that's locked up in our hearts, though chained, it has not died. One day, though we know not when, to freedom we shall ride.
Public Broadcasting Network. Ken, let's get clip 7 ready. This just dropped on High Impact Vlogs a little bit ago, a few hours ago, and I wanted to get that in real quick. Go ahead and roll clip 7 if you would.
And I have yet to see anybody on mainstream media or, you know, on television or in an article tell you that George Floyd was an actor, but he was a very special kind of actor. He was a porn star. Check this out. I'm not making this up, and I want to read mostly from this article because I don't want to get a strike by YouTube, but this is from iHarari.com. Never heard of it till today. They say, watch this. I'm going to start from the beginning. Derek Chauvin, the officer in question, was likely known to Floyd as the two had previously worked together as bouncers at the same club for over a decade. You've already heard this story. You already know about this. This is old news. But think about it. Of all the clubs in Minnesota that Derek Chauvin or George Floyd could have worked at, they picked the one club where they would be working together. The two people where all of America and the entire world is focused on this one event involving these two people were working at the exact same club out of all the clubs in Minnesota. And then you got this camera vantage point shot where you have a trash can with a 6 and a 6 on it, backed up to a police car that has 320, 320 on it, 32, you know the significance of that number. The police with the gematria 33. There's so many things. The guy on his neck, kneeling on him for 9 minutes on camera with his hands in his pockets. You know, three officers, one officer not doing anything. So you got a total of four officers doing this whole thing in broad daylight. Almost looked like it was, oh, I don't know. I'm not saying it was, but I'm just saying, boy, things sure look strange. So maybe I'll have to bleep out that word. But check this out. This was confirmed by Maya Santa Maria. You've seen the video. Who is the former owner of El Nuevo Rodeo. Chauvin was our off-duty police for almost the entirety of the 17 years that we were open. They, that's George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, were working together at the same time. It's just that Chauvin worked outside and the security guards, of which George Floyd was one, worked inside.
They would
Santa Maria
talk,
also told the TV station that Chauvin had a real short fuse, adding that he often pulled out mace and pepper spray when she thought it was unwarranted. And then these people write in this article, could it be that Chauvin was settling a workplace personal vendetta with Floyd, or could Floyd's other job have triggered such a vicious reaction? And check this out. George Floyd, as much talked about as a beloved community member, and of course, they always do that with the deceased, right? I mean, when was the last time you went to a eulogy where you know Uncle Bob was a perverted, evil psychopath, but somehow the minister managed to look at the good side of Uncle Bob and talk him into heaven? That's the same thing with anybody. George Floyd, as much talked about as a beloved community member and former athlete who is outspoken against gang violence. Fans of the porn site The Habib Show may have found the face of the recently slain Floyd eerily familiar, as there is a much less talked about dimension to Floyd. This article says, we can confirm that George Floyd, the Houston, Texas native, was in fact a porn star performing for the black porn site The Habib Show under the moniker Floyd the Landlord. And you're going to hear that from George Floyd's own mouth here in a second. Performing with ebony porn talent.
Anyway, so one of the guys that sends me emails, he's like, when the ambulance arrives, rather than tend to the victim, okay, the official report states the ambulance was warned that he needed medical attention and was unresponsive. They did not tend to him immediately on the ground. Instead, they loaded him onto the gurney without checking a damn thing, pushed him into the ambulance, and drove off. Standard EMT procedure in this case is first to take his pulse and administer CPR if needed right where he's found laying, especially when, according to the storyline, they were notified he was unresponsive and needed an ambulance. EMTs do not load people onto the stretcher first. They first get the person stable if possible and then load them. No one at any point, no officer, no EMT ever checked the guy's pulse. That there alone proves it was a crisis act done by people who were not professionals knowledgeable enough to even fake it good. Since no one checked the guy's pulse, how did the cops know he was not going to wake up in the ambulance and raise hell? I can't begin to describe what a screw-up that was, and to top it all off, in all cases, conscious or not, the cops pick people up and throw them in the back seat. They would not have called an ambulance at all, having never checked his pulse. He'd never have been loaded like a side of beef and taken to the station. The appalling I'm so proud show by the officer at the end was obviously done for the sole purpose of angering the public. So here we have a story where the neighbors never knew he was a cop, where the victim was never checked at all, just loaded onto a stretcher when he could have woken up and caused a problem. But anyway, somebody else said that the guys, and I need to watch it again, but the guys coming off the ambulance didn't look like EMTs, but I'll have to look at it again. We got a bunch of callers lined up, so everybody be brief. If you got something to add, just knock it out, and if you got something pressing, go ahead, but don't drone on. I got a lot to cover and a lot of people to get on the air. Keith in Louisiana, you're first. Good evening, sir.
Robert.
What's on your mind?
Hi, Robert. I saw a video yesterday entitled "Why Everyone Got This Wrong: The Police Killing of George Floyd," and it was produced on YouTube by a Mr. Chris 2101. And what I saw was a reverse view that CBS published. They probably didn't get the memo in the production department and showed this video from the reverse side of the street. I'm probably one of 400 people that saw this video. It has been taken down.
What's that YouTube channel again?
Mr. Chris 2101.
Without C-H-R-I-S? A C, C-H-R-I-S?
C-R-I-S. It's weird.
Okay. Mr. And Chris 2101.
Black gentleman who narrates it, and probably with a Jamaican accent or something like that.
Yeah.
And he nails it. I'm totally in belief that this is a staged event.
Okay.
So let me roll on.
Go ahead.
No, I said I'm going to roll on.
Okay. Thanks for the look. Yeah. As soon as I saw it, and really the thing with me was the timing. Right after the COVID, everybody's locked down. Everybody's already beating their wives and beating up kids and all the domestics and everything that had been happened. The pressure cooker from the COVID, and then boom, you do this one. Boy, they're real They're real cunning, these enemies of ours, some sick people that have power over the media and elements and governments and so forth and so on. I mean, this cascading sequence of events, the bail reform, the COVID, and now boom, and look at the nice little omelet they've produced. Tom in Florida, you're up next. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, Robert. Good day, Robert, and it's good to hear a voice of reason. Thank God I got to talk to you. And you know what? There's a couple shows I'll be calling. It'll be you and a couple other calls. I called the one show earlier, and I can't use the word Zionist, or I used the J word. I got thrown off the air because I brought the word up Zionist, and one guy's accusing me of using the word Bill Gates or Buffett. I never mentioned their names. I was talking about Soros, George Soros, and I got booted. But anyway, Rob, thank you for what you do, and you're the man. And all I got to say is this. First off, here in South Florida, you're talking about Coven's wife is moving to Windmere, Florida. They own a house down here, paid for. She's moving. It's ironic. She divorced him real quick now. As soon as yesterday, she divorced him. Now, I'm thinking maybe they're talking about Bill Clinton having an affair with Epstein's wife, Christina Maxwell. And now they're saying, some people are saying that this guy, the porn star, Floyd, might have been with Coven's wife. She's from Laos or Vietnam or something.
Yeah, she's Filipina. She's Filipina.
Or Filipino, right. Yeah. Okay, so, and that's one thing I wanted to bring up. But, hey, Robert, you remember this story? You remember this name, Patty Houston? Paddington Houston?
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Go ahead.
That was a young lady that was in the bar that came out to smoke a joint with two black guys, and they brought her in the car, and she texted out on her phone that she thinks she's in trouble. And they found her body 6 weeks later, and she was kidnapped out of a bar in Alabama, the Tin Roof. And they took her into the car, and then they raped her and all that, and they found her body in the backyard in a shallow grave, burn up. You remember that? Her name was Paddington Herring Houston.
Huh, okay.
Remember that case? How come there wasn't a race? There was no race riot in Alabama. That was a white woman got raped by two blacks. Nobody rioted over that. What about do you remember the young couple in Carolina that they killed the boyfriend while they were raping the girlfriend? They were engaged.
I mean, what about all of the insane amount of racial violence where blacks, remember the lady that blowtorched the little boy to death on like Christmas Eve? I mean, the cop, the Somali cop that shot the blonde haired white woman. That was about a year and a half ago up there in Minneapolis.
She was an Australian woman, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody rioted
now
for
the
them.
Rioters, the Somali rioters, are up there trying to talk about trying to get him released. They want him out.
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's what you get when you import a couple hundred thousand Somali morons into your country. And now guess whose district that is? Ilhan Omar's. And like I said earlier, that's Keith Ellison is the Attorney General of Minnesota. This is a communist psyop.
He's with Louis Faircon at Pictures, what Romney could have bought, the one he elected. He's with Maxine Waters, and they have pictures of Faircon, Maxine Waters, I think the guy Louis and Ellison in a picture that Romney could have bought for $500,000, and he went by Jimmy Carter's was taking recordings of Romney saying only he could get 48%. Remember that? But one more thing, Robert. You remember, look at all these angels and mothers and fathers who had loved ones killed by illegal aliens, black and white. There was no protesting about that, no race rioting over that. You have over 5,870 Americans got murdered by illegal aliens in a two-year period. Last weekend on Memorial Day, you had 48 shootings in Chicago, and you have that Lori Lightfoot using the F-word against the President of the United States, and all the filth that's coming out of these black leaders, supposedly leaders, talking about the President of the United States the way they do. If white leaders were to say that about Obama, they would all have been arrested and put in jail.
Tom. Thanks for your call, brother. I got a bunch more to move on with. But you know the deal. I mean, come on, double standards everywhere. It's nuts. And what really kills me is all these intellectuals, all these leftist Marxist intellectuals, basically trying to legitimize looting as a nice outpouring of, you know, you're allowed to do that because you're angry. So you're excusing looting as basically a way to let off steam. Eric in California, what's on your mind, Eric?
Just sort of a GoFundMe page. I want to throw it out real quick, and then I'll tell you real quick what it's about, but it's Help Stop DHS Martial Law 911. And they've taken, the Coast Guard's not supposed to be a branch of military. It's a civil service. It's a federal maritime police force or regulatory force. They've played this game before after World War One, and basically had to get taken into the Department of Navy under the Department of War prior to the end of World War Two. And then they were pushed out. You know, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps were put into the Department of Defense under Title 10 and UCMJ. And the Coast Guard was pushed out under Title 14 and under Title 5 for its code of conduct, which is, you know, for civil servants. They're saying they're a branch of military now in Homeland Security that comes under a different form of Title 10 and the UCMJ that is not bound by posse comitatus. Congress went and enacted Title 10 and the UCMJ in 1947 and created the Department of Defense, moved Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines in there. They incorporated posse comitatus, which is from the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 from Congress, basically disallowing the use of the military for law enforcement. And so what they've done is they've used through this, you know, under the cover of 9/11 and the war in Iraq and all kinds of other stuff, they moved the Coast Guard from the Department of Transportation into the Department of Homeland Security that three admirals in the Coast Guard helped create along with the Pentagon and others, and then use the Coast Guard as if it had come from the Department of Navy or Department of Defense, and was under Title 10 and the UCMJ at the time, which it wasn't, and then moved it into Homeland Security. They are now saying that they are under Title 10 and the UCMJ in Homeland Security, but they're not bound by posse comitatus, and that they can adjudicate and force, police, and regulate civilian affairs. It's not good. This is like way over the edge.
Well, from what I understand, Trump, what rumblings is basically they're going to use the Insurrection Act, and that's how why you can basically straight up override posse comitatus and go right use military right at onto civilians. So Insurrection Act is what I'm hearing thrown around.
Yeah, but this goes back to like 2003, so this has been going on for a long time, even the creation of Homeland Security. And the Department of Homeland Security was originally going to be called the Department of Homeland Defense, because that's basically what they were doing, was taking the Defense Department, turning it back into a Department of War. This goes to PNAC and Dan Quayle and all the signatories on PNAC, Project for a New American Century, yeah, and the 11 wars or whatever in the Middle East. This was all planned out. They knew about this. And even, you know, you talked a little bit about, I don't want to say numerologists, but you threw out a term that caught my ear, but the Homeland Security Act that Bush started was actually Executive Order 13228. And if you look at the core numbers, 322, sure. 1 and 8 are important numbers, too. They're used exactly. But yeah, they're used by numerologists, and they're peeing on or marking their territory, for want of a better word. They prosecuted me trying to prove that as a civilian within a military tribunal, they used JAG officers, they used a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, and a bunch of other stuff. But they actually were trying to prove that I was medically, mentally incompetent, and prosecuted me in room 5150 in one of these federal fusion centers. So this stuff is way over.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already down.
Yeah, some of the stuff that was going on in Seattle with these targeted individuals and all this stuff. I mean, gosh, the creepy stuff that I was covering a couple months ago, gang stalking and all that stuff. I mean, it's a lot of this is all tied in.
Street theater, which is tied into the whole, like what you were talking about, the where they use the crisis actors or whatever.
Sure. I mean, with Ole Damigard, the way he breaks it down, where when they run around doing these operations, there's like a whole freaking plane loads of these characters, and they go from one operation to the next, and they just fly into a city, they set the operation up, and basically they've got all the people they need in place to carry off one of these operations, and then, boom, they're off to the next one. It's crazy.
But George Bush even said that on national television. He made, and I it blew me away when I heard him say this. This goes way back when he was president. He said, and because what a couple of things that have been going on. Like when Ronald Reagan was president, he was an actor. So when he got stage directions, he knew that there were stage directions and that you don't just repeat them out to the nation when you're talking to them. You take them in, think about them, and try to convey the message that the message that you've been given and not include any of the stage directions.
Sure.
Bush included stage directions, and he actually said, we have enough people in place to basically start this off. And very shortly after that, 9/11 happened.
Sure. All right, man. Thanks for the call. There's so much going on.
Take care. Peace, man.
Yeah. See ya. Now, I wanted to get this in real quick. Ken, get clip four ready. This was a call I heard from the Alex Jones show, and this kind of has to do with the COVID stuff, but I wanted to pop this in real good because this lady was just one of them weird calls you hear, and I'm like, I want to play this on the air. Go ahead and roll clip four.
Let's go ahead and go to Deborah in Michigan. You're on the air. Nursing homes and your comments on those. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm an activist. I know why they're killing them. I know how they're killing them, and they've been doing it for a long time. They got my father, my sister, my boyfriend, and my best friend. Age ranges from 47 to 85. I know how the baby boomers and their parents are getting ready to hand down $47 trillion to their children. The politicians and the bankers want it. The probate courts are in on all this. I'm not joking. I've been fighting this for years. I noticed it when I was selling medical equipment in Arizona. Every patient I had, they was murdered. They did, when they got my father, I couldn't believe it. I had to kidnap him. They sent armed officers to my home to arrest me. It was a job to keep him alive. He had a large estate. They got the whole estate. I'm not joking. It's about the money.
So when they get somebody that has an estate in there, they can just milk it out of them. We know that. And the cops are like, oh, they're the medical authorities. They're the boss. Notice Governor Northam last year said, we don't want the government involved. The doctors will tell the mother what to do. That's the new mafia.
Yeah, and they depend on the families not understanding the medicine. They're using fentanyl, Ativan, and morphine, and they're euthanizing them. Now with COVID, it's a free-for-all because all they have to do is shove the tube down their throat and blow up their lungs. They get an instant 50,000. Before, they would sign them up to hospice, and anybody can sign you up to hospice, and you can't unsign the papers. I tried to get a friend of mine out. They were euthanizing him. He was 47. He begged to live. The lady told me this to my face. The paperwork is signed. He's scheduled to die. Anyone who interferes with this medical procedure will be prosecuted and jailed. The police were called and I was removed. My friend died at 2 the next day. That was my best friend. I've been an activist trying to stop this. They just killed my girlfriend's mom 2 months ago. COVID is a free-for-all to make big money. I'm in Michigan, and it's bad.
Your governor doesn't just do evil things. She acts completely evil. I mean, she is so proud of herself killing all those people at the nursing home.
Pretty wild call. That's why I wanted to put that on the air. Let's take Bruce in Texas. Good evening, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Semper Fi, bro.
Yeah, you too.
All righty.
It's going hot. It's going hot.
I know it. I know it. I was cleaning my self-protective gear last night. Cleaning oil.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to protect the home. That's where I'm going to protect. Yeah. Just real quick on that, on the question or the comment about the medics there on the scene with Mr. Floyd. If they got weapons, if they appear to be cops, what they are tactical EMS.
Okay.
And tactical EMS is basically integrated into the police department. They may be paid through the fire or EMS, but they're actually adjacent to the police department, and they go on operations with them. And so if this was something other than what it appears to be on the surface, and they're in on it, if you recall the Boston bombing, suspect Sarnev was given a field tracheostomy as he was after he walked and surrendered, and he was in no respiratory distress. That was tactical EMS doing that as well. In a normal situation, those medics would have been charged with malpractice and possibly even assault and battery. But okay. So that's one of the questions on why they were carrying or had gear on. That's why.
Okay.
I want to mention something about this. You heard of Jake Gardner? They're the owner of the nightclub there in Omaha, Nebraska.
I heard something about it, but go ahead.
Yeah. He's a former Marine himself, a young guy. What I found out, I did a search on Google, and you get a lot of left-leaning hysterical posts or articles on this guy. If you go to Google and search him, Jake Gardner, he appears to be a younger guy, kind of a hipster, libertarian, and he was criticized before for suggesting a transgender woman should not use the women's restroom in his establishment unless they had their appendage removed.
The DOJ's ripping all that tranny stuff and out of the Title IX stuff, so the women's sports can stay women's sports. So there's some you know good things happening. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I think he was already like the ACLU went after him. There's Facebook trannies and all that. So he was already under radar.
Yeah.
And now that he did this, he defended himself. He was assaulted, and he killed his attacker. And his supporters put up a Jay Gardner defense fund on GoFundMe, and that was removed within hours. So I don't know what the situation is. Maybe you might want to check into it, because he is basically, you know, former Marine himself, and he served in Iraq and also Haiti. And it looks like he's being thrown under the bus, you know.
All right.
Hey, one more thing. I forgot my train of thought. So,
what?
If you get a chance, listen to that webinar on COVID-19 by Dr. Kevin Barrett that he had today. That was the most informative show I've ever heard on the subject. Okay.
All righty.
Talk to you later.
All right, man. See you, Bruce. Okay, so we're coming up on break. Let's bring up Dave in Nevada. Dave, I'll probably hold you through the break. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Just a few things, just a few observations that I wanted to make. I think one of the reasons why this thing happened, and I do think it was kind of staged, is because I kind of sense that this whole COVID story, the narrative was fading.
Yes.
And the reason why I say that is the only reason why I say that is because I talk to people all the time just from work and stuff, and it just seemed like people are just, they're not into it anymore.
Right, they were done.
They're just like, we're over this. We don't care. And I think there's a general kind of consensus, like there's something going on here.
Right.
And I think they had to pull something off.
Yeah. And now look, these people didn't give a rat's ass about any kind of distancing, do they? That's why I said, if the powers that be were really some hardcore jerks, they'd be like, okay, you don't want a social distance. You want to riot now?
Oh yeah. We'll
you.
Take care of
Boom.
That. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say is that I have black friends, and I work with them all the time, and they're great people, but they're very, very susceptible to the media.
Yes, yes. Okay, hold that thought. They are very suggestible and very racially
oriented.
Yeah,
they're very suggestible. Yeah, I'll hold over.
Yeah.
My own race of people that will survive disaster.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Number one article up at Before It's News, where you got a lot of crazy disinfo, but you'll find some nuggets in there constantly. Greg Hunter, China's finished and so's Obama. Riots to stop Obama from being prosecuted. A must, blah, 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 blah. A lot of people are talking about kind of that angle. But Dave, we're talking about just the racial psychological warfare being perpetuated. Go ahead, continue your thought.
Well, like, for instance, the media knows if they showed that kind of video and they played on the media, on TV and on the internet, they know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no way they don't know what's going to happen.
They just choose and select which one they want, you know, and they're like, oh, this is a great one. But then they got all the elements in place. Ilhan Omar's district full of Somalis.
Yeah.
Keith Ellison's the attorney general. You got a Marxist mayor who his daughter at the top of the Gateway Pundit, breaking exclusive, Minnesota governor's daughter, Hope Walls, was tweeting out intel to violent looters and rioters, just like Ilhan Omar's daughter, Isra Hirsi. It's one big kind of Marxist cabal up there, perfect place to run a kind of a Marxist-Leninist operation.
Yeah, but see what you just said, that whole thing, it doesn't, all of those ideas and thoughts, it doesn't register to the average black man.
It doesn't have to.
You see,
that's because they're at the orchestrating level. They run the
exactly.
They're running the, yeah.
And one of the other dangerous things is, and again, I'm not being racist, the average black man cannot tell the difference between a white man and a Jew because they both have white skin.
Sure. They're all lumped into
everyone's
the same category.
White.
The enemy.
Yeah, they're all lumped in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they'll see someone at the top, and they'll see that he has white skin, and they'll say, well, it's the white man.
Yeah.
You see, and that's a very dangerous thing because you have to be able to make finer distinctions than that.
Sure.
And that's, and
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, it, look, there's, and I was thinking about this all day. There's an element in the black population that let's just say more infused with the hood rap mentality that they basically look, it's, those are the ones that join the Marxists out here in the streets. Okay. You know, the middle class and upper class black people for the most part. Now you got these two New York high profile attorneys that just got popped for throwing Molotov cocktails, allegedly, which I find kind of interesting. So they will suck some of those people into the hysteria from time to time, too. But, you know, I mean, hell, I own a property in a very, let's just say, overwhelmingly black area. And the people around there never mess with me like street level. But right now, if I was to be out there at night, let me just say that I might run into some characters that probably might mess with me, if you know what I'm saying. So it's a very nuanced thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one more angle, because I read this one book by, I don't know if it was Farrakhan or Malcolm X. It was one of the black Muslim leaders. And they're basically saying that they don't want the world to know this, the black Muslims, they tell this, and they spread it. It's just out in the black community in general, because the black Muslims are very influential in just black communities in general.
Yeah, yeah.
They teach what they teach is they don't teach that so much that they teach that they're being oppressed, but they also teach that the black man is ultimately the superior race.
Yes,
and that's the secret.
Yeah,
that's the secret. They don't want to tell. They say that they tell their fellow black men that they should keep that hush until they rise to the top.
Right. So they whine about white supremacy all day long, but secretly they hold a black supremacist viewpoint. So they want to topple white supremacy and implement black supremacy. And that's what they don't want to tell. It's just like the taqiyya by the regular Muslims. It's like you practice deception until basically your moment is there to pounce, and then you can basically take over, implement your own freaking system, and the last guy's SOL. Yeah.
And look at what Minnesota is. It's a little hub of Somalian Muslims.
Exactly.
Right?
Sure.
Where all of this activity is going on. So,
yep.
Anyways, I'll let you go, Robert.
All right. Take care, man. Thanks
take
for
care,
the call.
Man.
Yeah, you too. Let's take Leonard in Washington. What's going on up there, Leonard?
Hey, man. I just wanted to see, you know, we had the SpaceX launch that just happened yesterday.
Yes.
When you get a chance, check out the replay. So, you know how there's a little clock that says T-minus 50 seconds until launch?
Uh-huh.
Well, like, that, after it launches, that clock still continues. So at, like, 6 minutes and 28 seconds into the flight, it's up. You can see it up in space, and it's in orbit. If you check out the second stage engine, you can see a mouse run across the engine. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Huh.
I mean, just, you know, when you get a chance, check it out. It's pretty funny. I don't.
Ken said he saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. So it's a joke, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't launch something into space, but obviously, something's going on. But that's all I had. I just wanted to check it out when you get a chance.
All right. Thanks, man.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
Well, they had one of their, just in the last 2 days, one of their little rockets exploded, and it was blah, blah, blah. And then this one allegedly was successful, and so forth and so on. So let's see. Portland police are done with riding BS. Volleys of flashbangs and tear gas fly through the streets. Boston, SUV careens through crowd of rioters. Police move in with tear gas, cars ablaze. National Guard called in. Mayor de Stasio's daughter, Chiara, arrested for blocking traffic in a Manhattan riot. Historic St. John's Church across from the White House, torched by violent leftists. 25-year-old Wesley Summers arrested for setting fire to Nashville's historic courthouse on Saturday. Lincoln Memorial and World War II Memorial vandalized by rioting leftist protesters. Antifa torches one police car in Santa Monica, takes control of second car, police chased away. Security guards assaulted as looters hit Bellevue, Washington, home of Microsoft. Police closed freeways. Fireworks, Huntington Beach, locals clashed with Black Lives Matter protesters. Police declare unlawful assembly. Police nationwide kneeling with protesters, joining protests. Joe Biden poses with Black Lives Matter in Wilmington as left-wing terrorists riot, loot, and burn buildings to the ground. Black Lives Matter goons loot high-end stores on Michigan Avenue. Governor Pritzker cheered them as peaceful and beautiful. Breaking, Minneapolis rioters attack tanker truck, rip driver out, beat him like Reginald Denny. Just, you know, so much going on. Now the NBAgins.com has a very good kind of collage of just all the stuff that's been happening. Let's take Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, what's on your mind? Your analysis of the incident and then its aftermath. We got Chris near Las Vegas.
Hi, sorry about that.
Go ahead. Hey, Chris, right. Start over. Just start over. You just connected.
What I see is a massive PSYOPs operation like you observed of crisis event managed production specialists, yeah. Usually FBI or other agency facilitated. There's a couple of prongs of this that I haven't heard addressed that I sort of gave some consideration to. And this accomplishes a multi-level operation to accomplish several objectives, such as the racism factor, the black-on-black violence. It also provides a appearance that violent police are, again, attacking black men. And this is one of the divides that the left has been promoting for quite a long time in many of these different PSYOPs operations. Trying to create the culture war here in America of them between us. It's us or them, the police versus the rest of the people, or police versus the blacks or Latinos or whatever group it is that they pose against each other to get maximum effect. A third side of this is if this really was a fake death and they held the porn star, threw him on the gurney and didn't do any examination for life signs and threw him in the wagon, took him to a hospital, wheeled him in the front door, having deemed to be a COVID patient. They get $13,000 for that, claim they put him on a respirator, another $50,000, roll him out the back door, and they all get to split the cash, amongst other things. So there's a whole lot of upsides for them on this scenario. But these false flag events, there's probably a manifesto somewhere in the woodpile somewhere written by the FBI as usual. And so I think this is a massive deception on the American public. There's obviously all kinds of people employed. I do recall there were some signs of advertising for crisis actors for this production leading up to the event. So it's falling right in line with Las Vegas, Sandy Hook. All these different things follow the same format. They've got a playbook somewhere they're using to set these things up. I think they pass it out at the FBI Quantico crisis event production studios. So there you go.
All right. Yeah, so.
Thanks, Mike. Unless you got a question.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris. Appreciate your input, man. I wanted to get this in here real quick. Ken, get clip 9 ready. Now, this is Amazing Polly's latest. And this has to do with Fauci's wife and her sister, who's married to an ambassador, and there's some real, and I'm just going to give you a little nugget, but Amazing Polly on YouTube, watch her latest one about human engineering and all this stuff, and I'm just going to give you a little taste of it. Go ahead and roll that part where I sent you, Ken.
That's quite the background so far for Christine Grady. She's head of human subjects research and medical ethics at NIH, was on the President's Medical Ethics Commission for 7 years, starting in 2010. Christine Grady's sister is connected directly to a person who's been in the Department of State since 1996. She's written a book called The Search for an AIDS Vaccine, and her ethics are communitarian-minded. Does she have any connection to Bill Gates? That would be the burning question, wouldn't it? If I could find Christine Grady sitting on the board of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or something like that. Well, I could not find any such connection. No direct connection, anyway. And that's where the boom comes in. Are you ready? Who is Christine Grady married to? Any guesses? I won't keep you in suspense. Christine Grady is married to Anthony Fauci. What? Are you kidding? My jaw dropped when I saw that. Christine Grady, head of bioethics and human experimentation at the NIH, is married to Anthony Fauci, who also works at the NIH and is head of the Coronavirus Response Task Force. Boom. Boom. And who needs a direct connection between Christine Grady and Bill Gates when you know all we know about Anthony Fauci's own connections to Bill Gates? Now, there's
all right, go ahead,
newspaper
stop it
there. Article.
Just some interesting stuff. There's a lot there. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. Greetings, Chance. What's on your mind?
Robert. Hello, Robert. Boy, hey. what a stinking frickin' cesspool, huh? You know, I'm glad you brought up Ilhan Omar. Let me tell you something. I think the Israeli lobby gave her an offer she couldn't refuse. She's supposed to be a so-called, quote-unquote, anti-Zionist, but yet she signed on to the House bill for UN sanctions against Iran. So what does that tell you? Do you think one hand washed the other? Look, Mrs. Omar, look the other way, support the rioters, sign this, and we'll cut you in on the deal. What do you
think,
Robert?
She's in big trouble anyway because of the whole scandal with her immigration stuff with her brother, and now the scandal with her marrying that character that she paid all that money to, that her consulting firm, Tim Minette. And so she's got a big adultery scandal and all this other stuff over her head. So she's probably been given some march.
Robert,
you
know when we'll find out, I think, Robert, come re-election time. Because if she doesn't do what they want, you know damn well they're going to finance all her competitors. If she gets re-elected, then that'll probably be proof that she was in on all this.
Well, look at Keith Ellison. Look at Keith Ellison. He had a scandal, too, the beating up with his girlfriend and all that stuff. He's up there at the Attorney General position in Minnesota.
And maybe he agreed to go in on this, so that all gets knocked off. Who knows? This is what we have to wait to see. But I think the Israeli lobby gave both of them an offer they couldn't refuse. That's my opinion so far. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Thank you now, Robert. Great show.
All right, thanks. Ken, get clip 8 ready. We got to hear Nancy Pelosi. I saw this. This dropped just a couple hours before the show. This listen to this blabbermouth. Go ahead and roll clip 8.
In self-defense, there has to be justice. In that case, and to hear Mr. Jackson and then Bridget, Mr. Floyd's sister, talk about him, she said he was such a gentle person, he wouldn't hurt a fly. So lovely, so missed. Our prayers and thoughts are with him. But whether he wouldn't hurt a fly or not doesn't mean that he should be executed on TV or any place that we saw it, so we can't deny it.
But whether he wouldn't hurt a fly or not doesn't mean that he should be
executed on TV or any place then. We saw it, so we can't deny it or qualify it. So justice has to be done. It must be prosecuted.
There's no telling what kind of heavy pharmaceuticals they have this person on.
All right, so go ahead, stop it there. That's pretty funny. But anyway, let's take Dan in Washington. What's up, Dan? We got Dan.
One thing after another lately, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Cascading sequence of events. I talked about that I don't know how long ago.
Yeah, just constant state of just trauma, trauma-based mind control, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the Deagle. Look at the Deagle.com projections for 2025. Now they're getting to where, like, people are like, holy crap. These people, whoever the Deagle idiots are that crunch all these numbers, or maybe they know something.
Yeah, I went to that website. It is interesting. Well, if you take out immigration, you know, all the stuff they've done through feminism or just the stuff to reduce the white population in America, it makes sense. I mean, you know, within a generation or two, our numbers could be reduced.
Hey, think about this. Strong Cities Initiative, UN, basically nationalizing the police forces. You see how this feeds that narrative as well? Remember all that Strong City stuff? We need these evil local cops. All they do is hurt people of color. It perfectly fills into this whole nationalization movement of the police forces and all that.
Well, that's what I actually called about. I'm pretty scared. You know, I heard Alex. I can barely listen to Alex Jones anymore. I mean, the guy's just total. You know, he really is Israeli op or something. But he, of course, he loves Trump. And Trump, this executive order declaring Antifa a terrorist group. Okay, well, how long is it before they declare white nationalists, white supremacists?
Yeah,
anybody like that a terrorist group?
Well, Trump just signed in. Hey, Trump just signed in this never again freaking law into the education type stuff, the whole Holocaust stuff, and
oh yeah.
So
and he's pushing. I mean, it's President Kushner, and that's why I can't stand Alex Jones anymore. I mean, it's just everything Trump does that pretends like he's for us. It's gonna bite us in the end, and I think this.
Well, you know, I put it out there a long time ago that Q could be freaking some heavy hitter intel AI guys over in Israel, Herzliya. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking maybe this deep state's not so bad. I mean, I'm always like, oh, Trump's fighting the deep state. And now I'm like, well, maybe the deep state are looking out for us. You know, I mean, if it's an Israeli takeover of our government, you know, and I don't know. I just don't. But I don't trust them. I mean, would you agree that we should not be for that, even though, yeah, because they could crack down on Antifa right now, just the way they crack down on Charlottesville people or anybody else, right? I mean, they could. They don't need to.
Well, they've done enough
crimes. Declare the terrorists.
They've already done enough felonies. Hell, what I'm saying? The crimes are already done.
Yeah, like the cops that got shot in Dallas alone. I mean, they would go after, you know, like they would try to entrap Aryan Nations or, you know, all these guys in Charlottesville, even Augustus Evictus and all these, I forgot the guy's name that was driving the car in Charlottesville that plowed in the people or the people. Allegedly. I mean, there's so many people being targeted right now.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
It's some weird stuff, man. And keep your powder dry. Hope you don't have to use it, but you might. Let's take Concerned in Arkansas. You'll be the last caller. Concerned, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the line.
I'm sorry. I'm calling from Arkansas, and I wanted to let you know that last night they shut down 4:30 and 6:30. 4:30, you know, goes to Memphis at Little Rock, and 6:30 goes west to Fort Smith. And they had protests and Roman candles and stuff. And if you go to KATV Channel 7 last night, they had the reporter back on tonight. She got hit with tear gas a black lady came out and smacked her in the face when they were trying to pour water on a cloth. Shelby Rose, I believe her reporter's name was, but they did try that intersection. And I've been to St. Louis and Chicago and, a lot of times that's the intersection at Little Rock when it goes west to east. And they had riots, and they were at the Capitol and all that, and they're back again tonight over there. They were shooting Roman candles. They were in the middle of the interstate.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, but I see a whole coordination. I feel artificiality here. This thing completely feels faked, set up, planned. None of it's spontaneous. Yeah. It's all just... It just makes you sick when you see the level of control.
I'm distraught, just sick over it. You're going to have a machine gun checkpoint at your end of your driveway. You have to show papers, a minefield, gaucho wire, and a wall to get out of your house, out of your driveway. With a machine gun, that's in a minefield in your front yard before long.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and the bad thing about that is I'm only halfway kidding.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, showing your papers, our comrade, Brian Himmler.
Well, you know, Joel Skousen was on with Jeff Rentz over during this week, and he was going to drop about the airline association pushing for digital immunity passports in order to fly. And so this is cocktailed, you know, this whole – tracing thing, contact tracing now being used against rioters and so forth, but now you got the airline industry pushing for digital immunity passports. This is all going to come, the forced vaccination is going to come all on the heels of this. So we've got to keep all of this together and realize this sequence of events we're seeing played out is all connected. Do not forget about the connections. Think about the social media evidence that's out there of all the coordination between all these groups, all these comrade groups, the red, the black, and the green, the red, the Zio communists, the black, of course, the black movements, and then the green of Islam. This is what we're seeing play out. The Somali, Minnesota, I mean, it's all of it. You got commies, you got black, Somali, Muslims. This is it. And I've been warning about this for a long time, and we'll see what happens when they activate Fort Bragg and all these special operators. What's the one here I'm seeing? Antifa communists facing a new paradigm, 82nd Airborne to be deployed, shoot and kill domestic, terrorists and blah, blah, blah. So who knows what's going to happen in the next week, folks? Keep calm. Don't flip. Protect you and yours. We'll see you next week, hopefully. All right, support the network. Take care of yourself.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.